and welcome to Lighting the Void. This is Joe Roop. I am your host, one of the great. I can't say this is the one and only truth-seeking podcast anymore because I would be lying. That's not true. But it is one of the best. We are broadcasting live from the woods of Little Rock, Arkansas, and it's a beautiful moon outside, and we're about to come up on this full moon. I can't wait. I hadn't got to see the moon in a long time. Hope you're excited. Friday's a big night. A lot of stuff going on. You can find our website at lightingthevoid.com. We're broadcasting on KTLK, thefringe.fm, and a lot of big stuff happening on the network. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a special guest on. It's going to be really cool. We are adding another host to the network, and this guy, I think, is going to be something else. He's really going to be cool. His name's Joe Cerletti. He's going to be on the show tomorrow night, and he's going to host a show called Zero Dark Radio. Don't forget to check out Dave Cruz this weekend as well. And there is the we do a little chat room on Twitter. So if you got any questions, just Twitter the hashtag LTV Radio, and that's where you can ask your questions. There's also a good app named TweetChat. You can use that too. It's pretty fun. I like using Twitter for a chat room. I think I'm probably going to make it my permanent chat room. And speaking of Twitter and social media, our guest tonight is going to be on here in just a second. We're going to bring her on after the break, Sheila Aliens. And it's something that Dave Cruz, I'm not going to lie, when I asked Dave, I said, Dave, I need to find some good content publishers, some people out there that are really doing good work and really trying to get the truth out and really doing what I call and what me and Dave call real journalism, right? And Dave said, well, hey, have you checked out Sheila Aliens? I was like, no. So checked it out, and sure enough, I was impressed the whole way. And we're going to talk to her about some of the stuff she's done her videos on. And that article is on the website right now. If you go to lightingthevoid.com, there's all the links to her Twitter. She's pretty active on there. And there's also links to the YouTube channel. And just really check out her stuff and give her all your support like we do. So, Friday night, it's going to be a triple feature. And you know me, I'm a sky watcher. I love that stuff. So if you're lucky enough, it's going to go into early Saturday morning, and it's called a snow moon, and you're going to get to see that, as well as a lunar eclipse and the flyby of a comet. So as the February moon crosses through the outer edge of the Earth's shadow, some of the sun's rays will be blocked, making the moon appear darker in a weird-looking like lunar eclipse. Then around 3 a.m. on Saturday, the comet 45P will appear as a blue-green light in the constellation Hercules as it makes its closest approach to the Earth this century. So that's going to be pretty rad. And it looks like, I don't know how you guys feel about this either, but I'm actually a little upset about this. And I don't like to take sides, but they really put the hammer down on Trump today as far as trying to pass that stuff, you know, as far as the travel ban goes. I don't know. I'm usually kind of on the fence about a lot of this stuff, and I'm really not on the fence about this one. I'm a little worried about that, to be honest with you. That's just me. It could be my paranoia. You could hit me up, tell me what you think if you want, but I'm going to stay nice. I want to stay nice when it comes to that stuff. When it comes to the politics, we all got to play nice. We're never going to get along if we don't. And there are some people that are not playing real nice right now. And I think Sheila will talk to us about that. And, you know, I don't want to get in. I'll wait till I talk to her about that. But it really surprised me, some of the stuff that our fellow countrymen are doing out there right now. It's pretty crazy. So, as soon as we come back, that's who we're going to have on. All right. I don't think I'm going to be able to open the phones up, though. I think maybe the government's crashing her internet connection or something. I don't know. We'll try it out and see maybe the second half of the show. So stick around. When we come back, we're going to have Sheila Aliens on. Don't miss it. All right. We're back. Sorry about the long break. I'm still trying to work this internet thing out. The one bad thing about internet radio, right? we got to deal with all this technology stuff, you know, so that's part of it. So I want to tell you a couple of things real quick. Saturday night, I'm going to be sitting in for Dave Cruz because him and Deb are having their anniversary, and he has asked me to sit in and host his show Saturday night, and I am honored, totally honored. I can't believe he asked me, and I will have the one and only Wolfman on that night. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. We're going to show off our non-tarot skills, and that's what we're going to be doing Saturday night, so don't miss out on that. All right, let's see if we can get this to work. We're going to do our best. Right now, we're bringing on Sheila Aliens, and Sheila started out as a UFO hunter in Tucson, Arizona, who began filming UFO videos and uploading them to YouTube. She now has over 32,000 subscribers, and it's rising. How many of us, in my opinion, and this is a real question we all need to ask ourselves, and we all have been lately, how many of us constantly search YouTube? We're always on YouTube, Twitter, and stuff, searching for real, genuine news, unfake stuff, or at least genuine people, right? All of us. And it's really hard to find that content. Right now, especially. I think more people are coming out, though. It's hard to find that content that's relative, genuine, and with good intent. And all of Sheila's stuff is that way. All of it. And all of her videos and her Twitter posts are about false flags, ghost hunting, UFOs, conspiracies. She's also an intermediate in the Pizzagate research community, and she talks about a lot more stuff, too. So in our opinion here at Lighting the Void and on the network, she puts out some of the best stuff for news reporting and things like that, and you need to go check it out. She does her very best to deliver the information that's creative and important at the same time, and also very important, she doesn't claim to know everything, but she's quick to question the authenticity of anything as far as content goes, especially if it's fake. And she even asked her audience their opinions about stuff that she's unsure about. She's quick to say, hey, I was wrong about this. This is what it really was. And you can't find too many people doing that. Everybody is pretty much trying to market their stuff. And if more publishers were like this, hey, the internet would be a greater place. And this is why we're having her on the show. We believe she's a true publisher and reporter of our time, and we all could learn a thing or two from her content, I believe. And she frequently posts on Twitter, and she's well worth the follow there. You can follow her on Twitter, at Sheila Aliens. The links are there on the article. And I've got the links to her YouTube channel as well, and she could really use your support on Patreon, too, so we can keep this thing going. So, I got Sheila here. How you doing, Sheila? Can you still hear me okay?
I'm great. I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You might. Great. Well, thank you so much for having me.
That's no problem. Just to let you guys know, she might fade out a little bit here and there, but we're going to deal with it. Now, here's my question, Sheila. You seem like, you know, a really cool person, a really cool woman trying to do your thing, you know, not the ordinary girl, right? So I'm wondering, like, what got you into all this stuff? The UFOs, the ghost hunting, the truth movement. I mean, were you into this stuff when you were a child, or was it kind of like late years you started looking into all this?
It was actually later in my late teens I started getting into this. And my mom was actually into it, but she never told me until I was already 18. And once we kind of talked about it, we realized we were both interested in the paranormal and things like that. Although I did use Ouija boards and things like that when I was a kid, but I was always scared of it. I wasn't really trying to figure it out. Really? And then, yeah, when I was 19, I moved to this place in Tucson where there was UFOs all the time outside my door, so I couldn't help but become interested in it. So,
yeah, I know I was watching when I first started watching your videos, I was, thinking, you got all the cool toys and all that stuff. And it looks like you were having a lot of fun, you know? So has this been more fun or more serious for you, or both?
I think it's both. It could be both. I mean, I'm more into the conspiracy theories now, like the false flags and stuff, which is not as fun, honestly, as UFO hunting. But I'm in Los Angeles, so I really can't UFO hunt here because I can't really see anything at night. Yeah, but that was definitely fun. UFO hunting's fun, especially if you're in an active area. But so now I'm focusing more on the less fun stuff like politics, which is also addictive. It's addictive, but it's not as fun.
Yeah, it makes you a lot more angrier too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like not as, you know, something about it's not quite as fun. I never liked politics, but then this whole stuff with Trump happened and everybody got into it.
You want me to tell you the truth, Sheila? I had no idea. And it kind of took me, like, I just found this out yesterday, really, or the day before yesterday, that you were a big Trump supporter. And I'll be honest with you, when I started out, I wasn't a real big Trump supporter, but at the same time, I couldn't vote for Hillary either. I mean, what is it about Trump that really makes you, like, pull for him? I want to know, because I'm still undecided. There's no one else to decide for, though, but I'm kind of curious about your opinion.
Well, after all those bad years with Obama for all of us, it's just kind of a relief. But on one level, I think that he is being genuine, but on another level, in the back of my head, I'm like, they let him win, so they must, you know, be part of it, and he must be in cahoots with the higher powers, and that maybe he's not going to be all that great. But on the other hand, there's something unique about him, and it seems like maybe he broke some type of the pattern that was going to happen, and he kind of broke in there and created his own little timeline.
Yeah, especially, right, especially today. I think you're right, like, because Congress just is fighting him. Anytime you see Congress fight the president like that, then he's definitely not doing what all the politicians want him to be doing. So you're probably right.
Exactly. I'm hoping that's the reality. And in that reality, it's very fun to root for him because he's charismatic, he's funny, he speaks for everything everybody should want in a president. But for some reason, a lot of them don't care about any of those issues. They just want to call him a Nazi and all that stuff. So, I mean, it seems like the obvious choice to me.
Now, do you have, like, friends and family, like, in Arizona? I'm not trying to say, hey, Sheila, move back to Arizona and do more UFO stuff. But, like, do you ever go back there? Are you ever going to go back and, like, visit or whatever? Because if you don't do any more UFO videos, I'm going to be heartbroken, I think.
I know. I do want to. I really want to. I haven't gone back yet, though, but I could easily. I mean, my dad lives there. My mom lives there. And I could go UFO hunt. But I don't know. I love it out here. I just haven't made it back there yet. But now I just look at other people's UFO videos, like on MUFON, and see if they got anything cool. It's kind of sad. I do miss having my own UFOs.
No, that video you did that you did it with what? What did you do that with? Windows Media Player or VLC? Were you brightening up those lights? That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, VLC. Yep.
I didn't even know you could do that. I had no clue you could do that, and it made it so much more obvious.
Yeah, I just figured that out with VLC Media Player. You can brighten dark, you know, cell phone videos, and you can see UFOs that people were talking about, and it's amazing, actually. I love it.
Dave from the chat room wants to know if you think Trump is going to go the whole 8 years or not.
Wow. I don't know. If it depends if everybody that's against him right now still is this much against him at that point in time. Because at that point, I think there could be enough people that are brainwashed on that side to vote him out. And it depends who's running against him. Like, if they put, like, Michelle Obama, if she ends up running or something, I think she'll win. Just because everybody's that stupid.
Do you really think Michelle Obama would run?
I wouldn't put it past her, honestly.
Let's hope
so. Who knows? Or maybe even the Clinton's daughter, Chelsea. Like, that would be awful, but awful to think. But it's not that, you know, far out.
Yeah.
So it depends. I mean, typically we don't like change, and we'll have the same president for both terms. And all I can say is I hope so. And if you know, it's a struggle the whole way for him. Like, he's definitely, like, it's an uphill battle as opposed to most presidents that are respected. You know, they don't have to fight within our government just to get things done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I trust your opinion. I can't go against it because you definitely do more research than I do. In fact, when I research this stuff, I don't know how you're finding this stuff. Like, you find the craziest stuff, and it's not just, hey, look at this, it's crazy. You'll go in there and dig and dig and dig and find out more stuff to validate what you're saying, you know. I don't know. I was watching something that, about the Pizzagate thing that were the, and you didn't even really want to talk about it, but you had to talk to these guys about it because it was right there where this dude was photographing all these little girls and stuff. It was the creepiest thing I ever saw.
That was disturbing. That guy I came across is, he's a well-known pedophile in Maine. And he's on the loose, like, you know, they let him roam free. And he's an attention whore. I don't know. Can I use that word? I'm sorry.
You can say whatever you want to on this show.
All right. Excellent. So, yeah, he likes attention online, and he likes it when people, you know, give him attention for being the pedophile that he is. So he has all these pictures on Photo Bucket or Flickr, mm-hmm. just nonstop pictures of him. It's weird. He takes pictures of girls' hair out in public. So I found him because he was posting on a Comet Ping Pong Pizza picture on Flickr. He commented on it, and I went to his Flickr account, and I was just like so grossed out. So I live streamed it, and everybody was like, oh my God. Turns out he's well known on the internet.
Yeah, some of those pictures were pretty disturbing. I mean, definitely. I'm not going to talk about what the pictures show because it's even hard to talk about. It's not like real graphic, but the positions that he has these little girls in taking pictures of, it's insane. No man on the face of the earth would take pictures of little girls like that. It angers me to no end. I don't know why no one's doing anything about it.
I know. We've reported him and everything. I'm not sure if anything's getting done about it, but it's possible that he doesn't know the girls in those pictures, but he still has the pictures, and he's a convicted pedophile. He shouldn't be having pictures of kids at all.
Right. By the way, guys, if my cat shows up, I might have to go on a break and take off running and grab him. You know, I was asking Sheila before the show. He's gone again, Dave, you know, and Sheila says he's probably living a double life. You're a cat person, right? You like cats, right? Obviously.
Yeah. So. I have two kitties.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna put. I'm gonna try.
Yeah,
this
he could
trick.
Be living a double life.
Well, you know what? He's done this four times. He's left and came back a day or two, sometimes even 3 days later. And I think you're right. I think he's playing me, like he's got another home somewhere or something.
That would be cool if you could track him with one of those. They make those little tracker things. I sent you a picture or a link to.
Yeah, I'm gonna use that.
See where he's going. That'd be awesome. Yep.
And speaking of cool toys, I got the XTS Spirit Box, and me and Dave, you know, we watched your video on it, and then me and Dave played around with it for like an hour and a half last night, and at first it's hard to, you know, it's like hard to figure out what they're saying, but if you really listen to the words they're putting together, there's no way that stuff, I think it really works, because there's no way that stuff is a coincidence, you know?
Yeah, it definitely did work for me. I don't think it works every single time. It depends just what kind of zone you're in, but it definitely does work. I had to record it and then listen back to the responses to really catch any of them. So you do have to record it and listen back, but I'd say it works. One way to test it is to have them say something as like a control word. So they say it and then, you know, that they're responding intelligently. So.
Yeah, they do say hello a lot. I mean, Dave was talking to one last night that was speaking in Spanish, and they were both talking to each other, and I couldn't figure out what they were saying. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great. That's the cool thing about that. It's multilingual. Like, there's multiple languages that you can talk to them in.
Right.
Or that they talk. Yeah.
Okay. So another thing I was wanting to talk to you about, there's so many things I want to talk to you about. The hoaxes, right? Just for sake of argument, what really hooked me about you, and I laughed almost till I cried, because Dave was like, oh, you hadn't seen this yet? And I'm not going to name the show. You can if you want, and I still don't care. But you went on the show and just reamed these guys, man. And to be honest with you, these guys are totally doing it for clickbait, you know? And they had Sheila on, and I don't know what they were thinking. I don't even know if they expected you to blast them like that or not. But as soon as, was that the whole interview that we saw, or was that just part of it? It doesn't seem like it was the whole interview on the, I'll just say it. What was it? Dave, send me the name of that chat. It was some kind of UFO big time YouTube channel. It was the ones, it was like third something.
Third phase of Moon.
Right. Yeah. And you were like, yeah, well, all your stuff's fake. You're putting like blatant fake videos on there. And they were like, well, we're, you know, we don't decide if it's fake or not. And you're like, yeah, well, you know, these are fake and you're the ones messing with them. And then they said, well, we had this guy on our show and some guy's name that was like a real dude. And you were like, well, yeah, you know, that's a step up from what you have been doing. And it was just, just ream after ream. But, you know, all of us out here, when we like, you know, there's so many people that stay up all night on YouTube trying to find something legitimate. And then when we do, we don't know if it's real or not. And so it's cool to see somebody out there fighting for, you know, what's real, you know?
Yeah, those guys, they definitely knew that I was going to, you know, try to debunk them on their show. They wanted me to be a returning guest every week. I was like, no. Wow. You guys, they're doing so much harm to the UFO community. Like, I get things wrong sometimes. Like, I'll think something is a UFO when it wasn't. Mm-hmm. But my intentions are well, and I do admit when I'm wrong. But I'm not trying to, like, defraud the UFO community like those two are. And then they have people like Art Bell is dumb enough to get on their show with them without researching them, knowing that they're complete hoaxers.
Art Bell was on their show? I didn't see that.
Yeah, so gross. Yeah, I mean, it's so messed up that, you know, he obviously wasn't paying attention to what they are. He just saw that they have a bunch of subscribers and probably just thought it'd be good to be interviewed by them. But,
And Dave calls them third phase of the goon. Hey, sorry, guys. This is what they're saying. If you guys would put out better content, I wouldn't say this either. But I got to say what people think. That's my job, too, you know?
Oh, they don't care. They just love that you're plugging them at all.
You know? Maybe I'll stop then. How about that?
yeah, they have no morals.
So, are you still collecting all these toys? I really like watching your videos with the toys, like the paranormal toys and stuff. Are you still? Oh. You're not really doing that, though, are you? You can't really do that because of the what? The light pollution out there?
No, that's for UFOs. For the ghost hunting, I have all the software, like all these different programs from extremesenses.com. I have those. I did lose one of my little handheld ghost boxes. It's a radio, but it was a good one. It's called the PSB-7. I do recommend it. Besides that, I have my alarm clock radio is actually hacked to be a ghost box. So I do have them.
You know how to hack radios and stuff to do that?
Some of them, if it's the type that's hackable. It's really easy, yeah.
Is it? Is it easy enough to tell me how to do it right now?
Depends on which radio you have, but it depends.
Okay, so what kind of radio do I have? What do I have to have in the radio to be able to do it? Is there like a certain part or something?
On the circuit board, it'll say mute for the mute wire, which is what makes when you're skipping channels in between stations. It's so you don't hear the ksh in between. Right. But you're gonna remove that mute so that you do hear that, and then at the same time, it makes it so it'll just scan automatically and it won't stop scanning through the frequencies.
Pretty much what the other software does, right?
Yep. Except it's in real life. Yep.
Do you still have your infrared goggles?
Yeah, I do. I have, they're old Army issued infrared ones. I never recorded anything with them because they don't actually have a camera on them. But I have those, and I have my Sony Handycam, which is what I used to record the UFOs. It's really old, outdated.
Yeah, but it's cool. You saw like, I don't know what those things were, man. They look like little orbs or something just flying around, you know, in and out of that wall. Did you ever figure out what that was?
Not at all. I have no idea what that was. I mean, Tucson has a lot of really weird things, so I don't know what's going on there. It was kind of a strange area.
I want to move out to the West so bad. I talk about it a lot on this show. You guys get to see all the cool stuff out there.
I do miss it. It's pretty cool out there. Like, but since I grew up there, I kind of resented it for a while. I didn't really like it because it's boring. But now, like, it's a good place to go UFO hunting. That's for sure.
So how many times have you been on the news, like the local news or whatever?
Two or three times.
See, that says something right there. If you're getting on the local news at least once in your life, you're doing something right, because they're trying to get in on your story. You know.
Yeah, they approached me on my when I had my old YouTube channel. I hardly had any views or anything, but they approached me and did a little story on me. And then after that, like in 2010, I saw some UFOs that a lot of people saw. And so they just interviewed me.
Is that the Phoenix ones, the Phoenix lights?
Yeah, I think in hindsight, however, I think those were Chinese lanterns.
Ah, okay.
But they looked just like the Phoenix lights. They lined up like that and everything.
She was cursing a lot. She had to stop the videos. That was funny. She's like, I can't show the whole thing because I was cursing. I would have cursed too if I saw that stuff. You know?
Yeah, I was cussing.
You can't help it.
They couldn't show it on TV. That's funny. I forgot about that. So yeah, I was like, wow, I happened to bring my camera with me just to go to the gas station to like get something to drink. And when my friend was inside, I saw these lights coming over the gas station. And I was like, what the hell is this? I started recording it. And at that time, I believed everything was a UFO, everything I saw. You know, I was still very, like, wide-eyed.
Well, if you ever want to do an investigate, I'm coming to California at some point. And I think that we all ought to go. I don't know if you've ever heard of this place, but it's called the Omen House. I've had David Omen on my show. Have you heard of that place?
Where is it?
Well, it's the Omen House. It's in Hollywood, and he apparently, I forget the name of the woman that died there. They're making a movie out of it, and Zach Bagans did his show there, but that was kind of the ghost really did a number on him there, and then he said David was demon-possessed and all kinds of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I really want to go out there. There's a lot of places in California that are haunting. Matter of fact, this girl sent me an article. I need to put it up. That's got like 10 of the best places are right around the Hollywood area, believe it or not. I wonder why that place is so haunted out there.
It's got a lot of history there. I actually used to live in Hollywood when I first got here. That's a good one to go check out. I haven't really heard of that one.
Yeah, he's going to come back on the show too. He's really cool. He's very entertaining. He's a really cool guy. But if you get bored and you ever want to do like your own investigation, and you decide to do it and you go out there, let us know. We'll blast the crap out of it on the network because it's a cool place.
Does he live there? Does he know if it's haunted?
Yeah, it's his house. I mean, you can follow him on YouTube, like the Omen House, or on Facebook. Anytime he has activity, he videotapes it.
Oh, neat.
And you can just see him knocking stuff off on his over his fireplace, banging, flickering his lights and all kind of stuff. And he just walks around. And he lives there. Yeah. He has like seances and stuff there too. It's weird.
Oh goodness. That's one thing I don't get into.
Well, I kind of like the occult a little bit, you know. I'm into it, like not the freaky evil vampire stuff, but more of the like the hidden mystery teachings and stuff like that that they don't really tell us about, you know. That's the kind of stuff I'm into, but it all ties to that. So
yeah.
Out of all these things, when we're talking about, you know, UFOs, ghosts, the paranormal, not politics, what do you think the most interesting thing that you ever encountered that you still haven't quite figured out, or maybe something that is still in the back of your mind that you're wondering about?
I got a weird phone call from, I guess it was a demon or something, called me on the telephone when I was staying at a hotel room.
What?
In Arizona, yeah. I was staying at a hotel and I got a phone call. I was staring at the phone and it rang right after I had checked in. And on the phone, there's some weird little voice speaking some different language. It wasn't even a human language. I don't know what it was. It was a weird little voice talking gibberish. And then I was like, okay. So I hung up and went to the bathroom later. And on the toilet paper, a note fell down off the toilet paper roll. And it said, this room is haunted.
What?
And I was like, I knew. Yeah, I opened it up and it said, this room is haunted. And I already felt like it was because I got that phone call. And I was like, what kind of human... I couldn't place it in my head. It didn't sound human at all. So then after that, I was like, I'm out of here. I got out of there, needless to say. But yeah, a note came off the toilet paper.
Wow. Yeah.
It's weird.
I've seen a video on YouTube about that where the security guard goes up there and he can hear screaming. And have you guys seen that one? Have you seen that one, Sheila, where he can hear like screaming in the room? He won't even open the door and he just takes off running.
I've seen it, but who's to say it's not fake? I mean, it seems fake. It's pretty loud screams.
Right.
You know? I mean, I can't just take it at face value because there's no reason that couldn't just be faked.
There you go. See? I'm sitting here wanting to believe in it, you know, and she's telling me the truth. So how do you... So I know you have some kind of method in your head. Do you use like the, I don't know, when you're approaching research and content and stuff, do you use like the scientific method a lot, maybe, where you just test a hypothesis? I mean, because you seem to be able to dig and find stuff that, you know, we can't find.
I don't really have a set method. I have a unique way of searching with search engines and stuff that a lot of people don't go out of their way to do. But, I sometimes look at things logically, and other times I'm slipping, and then I'll just automatically like believe something, and then later on I'm like, oh duh, I should have looked into that. Of course that's not true. Like there's a recent one with NASA with the NFL jerseys. People were wondering, how did the astronauts on the space station have those jerseys of the two winning teams that were going to play at the Super Bowl if they hadn't had any shipments since December 9th, that wouldn't make much sense. If they had no cargo sent to them. And then eventually NASA just tweeted out a picture of them getting a whole bunch of different jerseys as possibilities for them to wear. But yeah.
I hope you're hearing this, Dave. We think the Super Bowl is a conspiracy because Atlanta was beating the hell out of them. And all of a sudden, last minute, they come back like 4 touchdowns to the Patriots and win. Something don't seem right about that.
I think it's sort of symbolic of Trump's win. It definitely parallels his win, and not to mention they're called Patriots. And it's just funny because, you know, the other side thought they were about to win, but then they didn't. it's their turn to cry, you know. It's their turn to, you know, be shat on, because that's how we feel we've been for the last many years, even before Obama. So
do you think, do you consider, I mean, Trump a Republican, or do you consider him something totally different?
I think he is different, but he knew he had to choose Republican because, you know, he's not going to get it if he's going as an independent. He tried that before, I believe, in the past. He tried to run as independent, and it never went anywhere. So I think he's unique, and he's not just one. He's definitely not all Republican. They hate him anyway, the Republicans, from what I understand.
Oh, yeah.
So he's definitely, I think he chose that as a tactic. That's the only way he had a chance to win.
Well, it definitely surprised me, I'll be honest with you.
It me was too.
The craziest thing ever. Like, I could not believe it was, I haven't seen another president get their ass whooped in a long time like that. Hillary got her ass whooped. I mean, mm-hmm. It was just, it was terrible. It was like a slaughter, and I couldn't believe it, you know. I was actually passing, I know it's kind of gross, but I was actually passing a kidney stone that night. And at that time, I didn't like Trump because he reminded me of a lot of these Southern car salesmen that I grew up with around here, you know. And yeah. Just watching him sweep the country like that really says a lot for what people are tired of. We're just tired of it, I guess, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I thought it was pretty beautiful that he won. Like, I thought Hillary would still steal the vote and they'd still rig it and she'd win anyway. I mean, but it was obvious he had more support. His crowds were huge at his rallies. So, it was like, I was surprised, but then, like, it's weird that the system actually worked and he won. I wasn't expecting that to happen.
Sheila, I hope my cat comes home.
Oh, no, the kitty cat.
Yeah, I'm scared. I don't know, man. The first cat I had was a girl. It was a Burmese snowshoe. I rescued her from the car lot because they sell cars. And she wouldn't go outside for nothing, scared of everything. And she died of something like internal disease. Because when I rescued her, she was almost dead, you know.
Oh, that's sad.
And then this one is a male cat who he won't stay. I'm sorry I'm talking about my cat, guys, but it's bothering me. He won't stay home.
Is he fixed?
No. I don't want to do that to him.
There you have it. That's where he went.
You really think I should do that?
Yes, it's the best thing you can do is get him fixed. The way he's not, he's
making
probably out
other stray cats.
He's out making other babies right now. Definitely. That's what he's doing. And it makes it so he just feels like he has to wander and like go get into trouble and fight and all this stuff. If you just get him neutered, then he won't want to do that anymore. And he has a happy life. It's more kind.
So ruthless. But you're probably right. You know,
he had his fun, you know, it's for his own safety.
I'm probably going to have to do that too. Poor kid. I'm going to have to do it.
That explains where he went though. Like they will go far and wide to satisfy that craving.
Yeah. He's been here lately. He's been in the house. Just, you know, like let me out.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. And that's what it is.
Man, all right. You know, he'll wake me up at 3-4 in the morning. Doesn't matter. You know? So that's what I'm going to do. Hey, do you think cats can see ghosts?
Yes, I think they can.
Does your cat see stuff all the time you don't see? Your cats?
She has in the past. I mean, obviously staring at something that's not there. I think they do. So I don't know if they see them all the time, if there's something always there. But some people have stories about how a cat will be scared to go in like a room, or the cat like poofed up and got all crazy when they felt something brush past them or something.
Yeah.
I think the cats definitely can see stuff. Kids can.
They arch their back like you have on your logo. They arch their back and kind of start tippy-toeing like something just touched them or something.
Yep, and they get real poofy, like twice their normal size. It's pretty funny. But yeah, I think they can.
Man, all right, from the chat room. What is the software that she uses to slow down the voices of the spirit box on her videos? I think it was Audacity, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's just Audacity. Just slow down the speed of it. I don't even do it for every clip, but yeah, it's an effect on Audacity.
And then there's a flares question mark.
Flares?
I don't know. I guess that was about the UFOs, maybe. Were any of them flares? Question mark. I don't know. What does Sheila think about Podesta and spirit cooking?
Spirit cooking. I think that's kind of, that was Marina Abramovich's, you know, she's just being artsy in Washington, D.C. I don't know if there's really anything sinister behind that in Podesta, but she does the most ridiculous things and calls it art and gets paid lots of money to do it. And it's gross and it's weird.
It is gross.
And Podesta is gross and weird. So that's why I think there really is something to that Pizzagate stuff. The spirit cooking, I don't know. That's just part of their little cult-like wannabe artistic little society they have there. It is weird.
Deb Cruz is making dinner and listening to Lighting the Void. That's awesome. I'm glad you are. I wish I was. I bet she's cooking something good. I'm saving the best questions for the second half. We're almost through the first half of the show. This stuff goes by really quick. So another thing that I was wanting to talk to you about and I kind of wanted to save it for the second half of the show, but is it called Antifa? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, or Antifa. I don't know how you want to pronounce it. Yeah, anti-fascism.
Yeah, so we talked about that here when Chad was on the show about, I just don't understand all of a sudden how these people are just coming out of nowhere, starting fires, crashing windows, pepper spraying people, punching people, running people over, and nothing's happening to them.
It's insane. Like, the cops in Berkeley gave them a pass. Like, they were told to stand down and not interfere. They watched them set things on fire. They didn't do anything about it. And the media was right there to catch it all. So I think they're in cahoots with the media to get the shot that's going to go on the front page the next day with them setting the fire. And then the cops, I don't know why, but they're actually investigating it officially as to why the cops didn't do anything.
And there's a whole, you said something about there's one of these groups probably in like every major city or something. So these people are, they're all around us right now, aren't they?
Yeah. And it does seem kind of like they came out of the woodwork, but I guess they've always been around supposedly. Maybe they're just lying and waiting, but it seems to me that since George Soros isn't getting his way politically because Trump is in office, that he's throwing a hissy fit, and that's his way of doing it. He funds these these organizations that organize all these protests. That's why they all have outfits and signs and everything.
And okay, here it is. Antifa, what they say it stands for is anti-fascism. Anti-fascism is the opposition to fascist ideologies, groups, and individuals. They said this original movement began in a few European countries in the 1920s. And now they're eventually spreading it. So all those riots and stuff we used to see on TV, you know how you used to turn on the TV and you'd see them just like attacking the capitals and stuff over there all the time? Well, now they're doing it here. And at least when we saw them do it over there, the cops were doing something.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it's because it was in San Francisco where everybody hates Milo. Milo Yiannopoulos, who was supposed to be talking there at Berkeley. Yeah. Maybe that's why, because they all hate him. Even the cops hate him. I don't know. But that town is so against him and so against Trump that it's possible the cops just did whatever they were told and maybe believed also that.
What if the cops were paid, Sheila?
They probably were. I mean,
think about it. All you'd have to do is go pay the chief and say, listen, tell your guys to stand down. Don't do anything. How much money do you think this guy can put together? Quite a bit, right?
All the money. Yeah, he's got all the money. He's got a lot of people trolling on the internet right now against Trump. Just that's their only sole purpose is to be on there to talk crap about Trump. So, yeah, I think he's got a lot of money. And I just wonder how long they're going to keep this up, because they should get tired pretty soon with all this nonsense. It's going to be a long 4 years at this rate.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be a fight for sure.
Yep.
Are you familiar with, and I don't know if anybody's ever asked you this, are you familiar with Abby Martin? Do you remember her?
From Russia Today?
Yeah. Well, she used to come on the Joe Rogan show. When she first started doing like news, she was like you. I mean, really tough, you know, bound and determined to get the truth. And I don't know what happened to her. That's why I was wondering if you followed her or not. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do. She actually has the same last name as me. I think she was working for Russia Today. I don't know where she's at currently. I'd have to look that up. But I don't know what happened to her. I need to check it out. But I heard her. I was looking at something about her not too long ago. So I think she's still around. I just think she probably joined. I need to look it up. I'm not sure.
That's who you reminded me of when I first started. Yeah, well, I mean, the video that I put up on the website is my all-time favorite. The music, everything you put up, the little Halloween special you did, you know?
Oh, okay.
I was even going to play that little music when you came in on the show, so you'd have like a walk down like wrestlers do, but I couldn't figure out how to do it without messing up my radio software here, but... Yeah, like that's the kind of stuff, man, that I could watch on YouTube over and over again. I mean, I stay up, I don't know if you do, but I stay up hours at a time sometimes just going through YouTube trying to find something cool, you know?
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm definitely I'm more of a viewer nowadays than I am a creator. It used to be the opposite. So I'm definitely watching everything everybody's making, and I'm pretty quick to skip to the next one. But there are some good ones. Like, people have emerged ever since this whole thing with Trump becoming president. People have come out of the woodwork. Everybody became a commentator, and people started making videos. It's still hard to find a good UFO channel, though. Like, that's still a lot of BS.
What's your favorite ones? Do you have any that you recommend at all?
UFO channels?
Yeah.
There's this guy called Where's My Mojo? I think he's got some good clips. Seeing UFOs, PA. I have a list somewhere. I'd have to find it. I don't really remember, but yeah, there's a few good channels out there, but not very many.
What do you think about Secure Team 10? Do you think that they're still good, or are they starting to be like the other guys?
I don't think they're much good. They just post whatever, you know, it's not their own content. First of all, and then it's a lot of it's, you know, bullshit content.
There you go.
I think they're just about as bad as Third Phase of Moon at this point, except I don't think they're putting out their own hoaxes. They're just aggregating a bunch of other bullshit from around the internet.
Does it feel like to you that when you publish this content, whether it be on Twitter or YouTube or anything like that, that you have to sell out to the clickbait to get more views? Does it reach a plateau or something? You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Will it ever get past that?
No, I mean, people are in it for the money, and they're exploiting the topic of UFOs just for the money that's involved. And the fake stories get a lot more clicks and views than the real ones. So really, like, real UFO footage rarely gets any media attention. But yeah, it's a stupid thing. You know, fake ones that probably make them the most money, and that's probably what they're concerned about, so...
Yeah, you hear a lot of people talk about disclosure. When are we going to get disclosure? When is this going to happen? It's never going to happen because of the marketing that goes on. I mean, you remember when I first started following you on Twitter, I was like, hey, I really like your stuff, and you're not all about the marketing and everything, right? And as soon as I tweeted that, a marketer liked the tweet, just marketing some product.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know? And she was like, look, there's some dude right there, you know, just liking your tweet just because some keyword came up on a product that he's selling.
Yeah, they got systems or programs that just automatically like things like that and follow people for things like that. I'm not that methodical at all. I can barely keep up with Twitter. Like, I used to have Facebook, but got tired of that. So now I'm just mainly Twitter. That's all I care to do. Like, I don't have any automated programs doing this for me, although that probably would be helpful.
Oh, I noticed you don't do much on Facebook because I sent your friend request a millennia ago. And no, I'm just playing. And there was no reaction. So you and like a lot of other people think, I think Facebook is a little bit corrupted. A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some, what was the name of that movie that was, that wasn't a movie. I think it was like a show of The Flash or something that made me think. I was watching The Flash, I believe. And there was a social media company that the CIA approached and pretty much gave them a check. And it makes you, I know it's just a show and I know it's a comic book and all that shit, but it makes you think like how easy that could happen. How easy could the intelligence agencies walk up to Google or Facebook or anybody and say, listen, here's some money, and here's a lot of money. Don't post stuff about this and then post stuff about that, you know?
Oh, yeah, they definitely influence what people think just by small little things. Like, there's this study they did about getting people to vote, and all they would do was, for some people, they would show pictures of their friends who said they voted, and it says, hey, your friend, blah, 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 they voted. Now, why don't you go vote? And then for some people, they didn't show that. And the ones that they showed it for, it turns out, more often than not, went and voted where they might not have. So they're doing a lot of little, like, psychological tests on all of us on Facebook with subtle little things about showing us something versus not showing us something and showing us something different. And they're able to tell a lot, which is interesting. It's interesting. I guess it needs to be done because they've never had access to a database like that in the history of mankind ever. A database of people's like actual feelings and information and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's research that needs to be done, but at the same time, we are guinea pigs on there. So
yeah, everybody's on there now. Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, I think it's dying though. Facebook's really, I mean, it's not going anywhere anytime soon, but I don't know. It seems kind of archaic to me.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And we're about to come up on our first break, and I'm saving a case. I call it a case because I think that you helped a person crack the code on it, and it's amazing. We're going to talk about that after the break, but it's amazing to me how we just don't react to this stuff, that we're not doing anything about these things. You know, we're not doing nothing. The cops, the pedophile stuff. Well, there was a lot of arrests here lately, right?
Yeah, there were in Los Angeles. We had like, I think it's 400 or something odd pedophiles be arrested. But that kind of got buried in the news. It didn't really make international or national news. But yeah, they're busting a lot of them lately. So I wonder if it's because all these Pizzagate researchers are bugging the FBI and sending in reports and stuff.
Well, Alex Jones said he's bugging Donald Trump about it. You think Alex Jones is the real deal, or do you think he's an implant? I think he's an improv.
He's just more for entertainment. Honestly, back in the day when he first came around, there's a guy named William Cooper at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Who got killed on a couple months after 9/11. And Alex Jones was stealing everything from Bill Cooper. He stole that he predicted 9/11. No, Bill Cooper actually did. And there's proof of it. He lied about Bill Cooper when they were on each other's shows.
Really?
He lied about stuff Bill Cooper said versus what he didn't say. And you can just listen to the old tape and hear that Alex is full of crap. And I think he came up and he stole Bill Cooper's whole gig. And he stepped up into his place after they killed him.
Wow. But
it's like they're bringing him up parallel to Bill Cooper. Everything about him is pretty much the same.
That's interesting. Yeah, I want to talk to you a little bit more about that after the break, Sheila. If you can hold that thought for me. We're going to take a break. We got Sheila Aliens on, and we will be right back. Interesting stuff, folks. And we have Sheila Aliens on with us. It's been a really cool conversation. We are going to attempt to open up the phone lines. If you want to call in and ask her a question, you can. This is your one and only chance. I don't know. Since she's always doing undercover operations, you may never get another chance to ask her a question. So, other than the chat room, you might want to call in. But, Sheila, you were talking to me. Oh, before I ask you this question. Mrs. Aliens gave me an idea to bring my cat back. And I will be damned if he is not here with us right now.
He came back. Awesome.
Yeah, he's in the room eating his food. I did exactly what you said to do. All that screaming and hollering did nothing, but your little trick worked.
You put the kitty litter outside?
Yep, and the food.
And the food, yep. That'll bring him back.
Damn,
awesome.
That's so cool. I'm glad he's back.
Me too.
So, anyways, thank you for that. That was really cool.
No problem.
I'll remember to do that from here on.
Yep.
So you were talking about the Alex Jones and Bill Cooper. I had no idea, but I'm a big Bill Cooper fan, but I had no idea that he was even had anything to do with Alex Jones. That's how dumb I am with all this stuff.
Oh yeah, he always said whatever Alex Jones says, you know, don't believe him because he's a fraud. He's a sensationalist and all these things, and it's true, because I think it was Bill Cooper was on Alex Jones's show. And it went fine or whatever, but later on, Alex Jones ended up lying and saying that Bill Cooper, I forget what he said exactly, but he started talking crap saying Bill Cooper was like doing something or other, that he's rude and that he cussed. Oh, yeah, that he cussed or something like that, which he had not. And Alex Jones, he got really catty and he likes to talk crap about Bill Cooper because Bill Cooper saw a UFO when he was in the Navy. And Alex Jones like started making fun of him. Oh, he's crazy. He sees aliens, but you know, he'll be on Coast to Coast AM pandering to that audience and on Joe Rogan talking about aliens.
Yeah.
So he's just kind of two-faced, and he definitely came up and he made the truther movement absolutely ridiculous. If it was still Bill Cooper under control of it, which basically he would have been, he wouldn't have handle it the way Alex handles everything. Look so ridiculous and just makes a joke out of it.
Yeah, Bill Cooper was a real pioneer of the truth movement.
He was.
Although a lot of people think that anything you have to do with Freemasonry, and you might disagree with me on this, and that's okay, but anything you have to do with the mystery schools or Freemasonry is evil. And I can tell you from experience, that's not the case. However, it did get infiltrated. These are the same teachings that were passed down and hidden in religions and stuff, and that's a long story. But Bill Cooper even admits in the beginning that he doesn't understand why that Lucifer and both Jesus in the Bible call themselves the Morning Star, and he'll never understand that. So he was just kind of like you. He talked about what concerned him, but he was quick to say, I don't know what this is about, but this is what I believe, you know.
Yeah, I never listened to his more religious stuff. I know he talked a lot about the Babylon, something about Babylon. I forget what it is.
Yeah,
he talked a lot about that stuff, and I can't listen to it because I'm not religious. I don't have a religion, and so I don't view it in that aspect. But everything he said that left out religion, I completely agreed with. And he just seemed like a religious person who was trying to figure out, you know, whatever he's reading in the context of also being a truth-seeking person, which he definitely was. It's just a lot of people, I don't believe in a fixed religion.
Right. Yeah, not only.
I don't think that looking into the occult or anything else like that is evil either. I think things only have the power that you attribute to them
right.
when it comes to stuff like that. So I don't think there's anything bad about it.
So you're more of a scientist. You like to look at things from a scientific and logical point of view all the time, right?
I try to, not all the time, but I just tend to, because before I used to not be like that, but I dated a really bad skeptic for like 2 years, and he just kind of taught me to be like, no, that's obviously CGI because this and this and stuff like that. Like, he taught me to spot a lot of basic stuff that most people don't think, you know, as a solution to what they're looking at.
Right.
So it kind of trained me to have more of a discerning eye when it comes to stuff, but I still fall for silly things all the time. But I'm learning as I go.
I do too. But, you know, it was kind of crazy how he said, you know, because I'm revealing this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, I have sealed my fate, you know. And sure enough, you know, they said that he incited a gunfight. But if you listen to the man, there's no way. I don't think he did. I think they killed him. That's what I think.
They did. They sent undercover cops to his house in Arizona and, you know, went up on his property and stuff. So he got into, I guess, a gunfight with them or something. But he was protecting his own property. He didn't know that they were cops and they were messing with them. So, I mean, that's how you know Alex Jones isn't really legit, because he would have been killed by now. He's just there to, it's like controlled opposition. That's all he is.
If you guys want to call in, the number is 831-777-8643-831-777 void. If it starts to interfere with the internet, I will drop the phones, but you know, take it while you got it. So there's a couple other questions from the chat room. The whole Alex Jones is Bill Hicks thing, I don't know about that. Have you seen that?
I have. I don't think it's true.
Okay.
Not at all.
And what do you think about, another question from the chat room is, transhumanism? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it real? Have you looked into it at all?
Is that where you like become like a superhuman or immortal?
Right, where they're trying to make us live forever and fix our DNA and, you know, use technology to help us live forever and all that stuff.
I think it's interesting. It's an interesting field of study. Sure, why not? As long as, you know, they're not... It gets weird when they're, like, making clones of things and seeing if that has a soul, or mixing... Like, they're mixing humans with pigs and they're making embryos like that. I think that's messed up, because who knows? It must be a poor creature. Like... It's just a horrible thing to make something live like that. But they kill them. They kill them before they get too old, because they have to. So they kill them at like 4 weeks and they don't get actually born. But they're doing that so they can grow human organs inside pigs or something like that. And, you know, replace body parts for people so they can live longer and stuff. I think that's probably what George Soros is doing, because he looks like he should have been dead a long time ago. Him and also the Queen of England. Like, these people never die, and they look really old.
And the Rockefellers, don't they look crazy?
Like, yeah, they're so old.
Golly, he looks evil, like he came out of a comic book.
Yeah, like the Pope, like the last Pope, he looked pretty bad, too.
Right.
You know? Yeah, they're definitely, like, comic book character level, you know. They're just so weird. All this is like a comic book, all these characters. That's crazy.
So, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about the Antifa thing. Mm-hmm. You stated in your video that you feel that they're as much of a threat as ISIS. Even though, you know, they're not using weapons or anything like that, do you think that they really will get to that point?
I'm not sure if they will. I've kind of softened my stance on them since I made that video, which was only like a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
But I realize now that they all are really skinny, like 150 pounds. They're skinny. They're malnourished. They're young, and
malnourished.
They're really not. they're not that much of a threat, really, in actuality. And people are actually starting to fight back, and they're getting punched back. And yeah, they cry, and you know, they're human too. So
yeah, I don't think that. They're that some big of them. That guy just assaulted me. Did you see that? Well, of course he did. Uh-huh. Of course exactly. He did. You called him every name in the book and put pepper spray in his face. You didn't think he was going to knock your two front teeth out, you know?
Exactly. And they can't handle it when they get a taste of their own medicine back at them. So I don't know if they're that big of a problem, but they're allowed to be a problem. So it could get worse. You know, they're allowed to do what they do. They were setting off rockets and everything, or whatever those were, like really big fireworks, and the cops didn't do anything. So it's worrisome that they're allowed to do that, to shut up whoever, you know, Soros feels like shutting up at that time.
Well, they look like they were shooting off Roman candles.
Yeah, whatever those were.
And they started a fire for sure, though, right in the middle of the street.
Yeah, and there were cops standing right on the balcony above them when they set that fire.
Okay.
And they didn't do anything, you know?
You're right. Sorry, I'm choking on my drink here. I apologize about that. Yeah. Okay, so here's something I wanted to talk about. I guess I'll just go ahead and talk about it. And I don't know what to call it. I don't know if you have a name of it or not, but it was the most scariest thing, the creepiest thing that I found, in my opinion, that I found on your channel. That I'm glad you brought it to people's attention, and I'm going to help bring it to people's attention. But there was a Reddit post about the guy that shot up McDonald's, and you dug into that and found out that, you know, there's a whole ring of these people that pretty much look up to the Columbine shooters and play crazy, sick, sadistic video games. And it's the nuttiest thing I've ever saw, and I don't know how they're not being investigated about this stuff.
Yeah, so that's that was after the Munich shooting in Germany, and like someone on Reddit posted that he knew who that shooter was, and he knew his social accounts, and so he went on the social media accounts and found a bunch of disturbing pictures and other people that seemed to be in cahoots with him and worshiping the type of mass murdering type of, yeah, like the Columbine and James Holmes and everybody that's ever committed a mass murder, they basically worship and they emulate, and they have these really messed up video games where they can
they're sick.
They can modify the games, yeah, and make it look and do, it can be whoever and wherever they want it to be. And it just so happens one of them had one from a McDonald's, like I don't remember how long it was before the McDonald's shooting in Munich, but it was several months before the shooting actually happened. I thought that was kind of weird because he's also connected to him on the social media. So, yeah, there's these little, like, subgroups of people that just kind of, you can, you know, once you stumble upon them, you're like, whoa, this is weird. And that happened with them as well as the Pizzagate pedophiles on Instagram that everybody found. It's the same type of thing. It was just one post led to the next, and each one of them was just as messed up, each person.
Yeah, it was... You know, I showed my son that, not everything, but he plays video games a lot, and that's what scared me about it. And, you know, I brought him in here, and as soon as I watched that video, I brought him into the studio, and I said, Corbin, you know, have you seen anything like this online? And he started watching it. He goes, no, but I know the game they're using to make that stuff. It's called Gary's Mod or whatever, where they can modify maps and stuff like that and make those crazy games. Because, you know, he plays that game because there's a whole bunch of different maps and stuff in there. And anyways, when he saw it, he was like, I've never seen anything like that. He said, but I will tell you if it does pop up. And I was like, please do, because that's what scared me the most about it is kids, they fall under peer pressure so easily. And, you know, you could take a kid that was depressed and picked on, you know, in school, and he plays video games when he gets home, and the only people that talk to him are these crazy lunatics that are holding real guns to their, you know, their chin or whatever, thinking it's cool and talking about shooting up schools, and it's disgusting, you know?
It is. If the parent's not really paying attention to what their kid's doing, then that could easily turn into a bad situation where the kid just sinks into that, because it's really strange for a group of people to be into that. It's like a morbid way of living to be thinking like that all the time. And they just kind of fuel each other. And obviously the parents aren't really paying attention. or else they would know something's up.
All right. Yeah, I hope that they stop that. Pretty sure I know who this is. 707, this is Dave. You're on the air with Sheila Aliens. This is Dave, right? Hello. I think his phone's messed up. He called in the other day and it was doing this. Dave, can you hear me? Hello. I don't know, man. Your phone's messed up again. Restart your phone and call back, because I'm sure she wants to hear your question.
I do, yes.
Just restart your phone and call back, because we can't hear you. All right, there he goes. He'll call back. He called in the other night, and his phone was doing that to him. It was crazy. Seems like the reception out in California has been a little crazy here lately.
Maybe.
What do you think?
It has been raining, so.
Ah, okay. What do you think about all these meteors falling on Japan? You think that's like a... Are they meteors? Because all I've been seeing is just like fireballs out of the sky on Japan, you know?
Some of them are meteors. Some of them is space junk. But February is notorious as being a month where there's a lot of meteors. So I think they're meteors. I don't know what the particular meteor shower is, but... But yeah, they're meteors, as far as I can tell. And I think that we have a lot of objects coming at us. People say it's because Planet X or Planet 9 is pushing the asteroids towards us, which might be true. But we definitely have a lot.
That's not the same thing as Nibiru, right? That's a different planet, isn't it?
It depends who you talk to. Really, everyone has... Nibiru, Planet X. Planet 9 is like a hypothetical planet that they say is in our solar system, but we can't see it, even though we can see, you know, galaxies away with our telescopes. So it's really strange. And then Nibiru was like, I think it's more of like a legend. It was in a legend and stuff like that. Wormwood and stuff like that. So there's just, I don't really like, I'm not that into that stuff. I watch those videos only because the person I live with is into Planet X.
Mm-hmm.
But I find those kind of videos kind of insufferable because there's like no new evidence or anything, you know?
It's like, all really, like bottomless speculation, it seems like, right?
That's all it is. I mean, you could go on forever, like just speculating. Like, what else can you do until it shows up? I don't know.
Now, have you been out to one of these riots or where people are protesting? Have you made it out to any of those? Have you attempted to go out to any?
I haven't. I thought I was going to, but the other day, but I decided not to. It was just like a woman's march thing. But a good one to go to is one where they're trying to stop someone like Milo from speaking. So if he ever comes to Los Angeles, I'll definitely make his show. I'll go there. But I haven't gone out to one.
That's the guy that is Republican, right?
Yeah, he's the gay Republican. He's blonde.
Okay.
Yeah, he's cool.
I think this is Dave again. Let's see if it works now. All right. Are you there? Can you hear us? Hello. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Are you there? Can you hear us now? I can hear you. Okay. Do you have a question for Sheila? Yeah, can you hear him, Sheila?
Yes, I can. Hi. Hi, Dave. What's up? I'm good. How are you?
So it's working. The audience can hear you now, too.
This is awesome.
Cool.
Finally, my phone works. Wow.
Yeah, it's been messing up here lately.
You have no idea. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah, it could be. It definitely could be. You gotta,
they don't want me to talk.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
that could be true.
I got it. Okay. Before I get cut off again, Sheila, you seem to be really into earthquakes. And just recently we had a minor 3.3 or 3.4 up here in the Napa Valley, the wine country. Why do you think we're having so many earthquakes?
Someone told me on Twitter that they felt the Napa one recently, and I said that it's better we have a bunch of little earthquakes than a few Tell big me. Ones.
That was me.
That was you. Okay. Yeah, so that's exactly, that's what I mean. Like, it's better that we have a bunch of little ones. I think it's normal for California. We've always had them. So, and Napa had a big one, I guess. I don't know how long ago that was, several years ago. It's better to keep having little ones all the time because other places will just have one big one and it destroys everything. So, I don't know if there's anything particular going on right now for any increase.
Do you think that the Fukushima reactor had something to do with a lot of these earthquakes we're having now, or is there some major thing that's happening with earthquakes? I mean, earthquakes are normal, of course, especially in California, but I mean, with all like volcano activity, like Yellowstone and all these different places. What do you think is happening?
Well, there's definitely something going on below the surface because there are a lot of volcanoes going off and things like that. And just like they just found a big crack out in the desert in Arizona. I forget how far it goes, but it's huge. And that's going to be like a Grand Canyon someday. But they just found that. So there's something going on below the surface. I guess that's probably what's causing a lot of the earthquakes. But I don't think Fukushima had anything to do with it. Although the earthquake did cause the meltdown at Fukushima, so they say. But that's just a whole nother problem, is the radiation in the ocean. But maybe that's what Earth is trying to do, maybe purifying herself in a cycle. You know, she purges everything and then starts brand new.
Yeah, I've seen a map of that. I've seen it showing how, I don't know if it was real or whatever, but it showed the map how it was spreading across and it was going to be like the world's biggest thing, you know, as far as radiation goes. Of course, that could be the media again trying to get clickbait, but any kind of radiation's bad, I think.
Oh, yeah. They definitely suppressed a lot of the radiation news in the following years. And I think we still get our fish from Japan, which is pretty gross because they have a lot of radiation over there. We shouldn't be trading with them for food.
Wow. Cool. All right. Well, Dave, you got any other questions for Sheila?
No, but I want to just say thank you very much, Sheila, for being on the show with Joe and giving us all your information. I think you're doing a hell of a job on YouTube, and keep on keeping on. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. It's my man, Dave, man. I can always depend on him.
Awesome.
For good stuff. Good information, good stuff, everything, you know. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have found out about you, actually. So I got to give props to Dave, who, is, by the way, is going to be on Revolution Radio here shortly. So he's kind of blowing up pretty big. So that's cool. There was another question in the chat room for you. It was about, let me see. Let me look at it real quick here. I think it was about Hollywood. Because we're speaking of Hollywood, we were just talking about that. Ah, okay. Do you think that the Illuminati is in Hollywood, or there's some kind of predictive programming going on in the movies? I think it's undoubtedly happening because there's so many hidden messages in movies, it's ridiculous. But I don't know if it's the Illuminati or anything.
Yeah, it's Illuminati. I guess you could call it that. There's definitely predictive programming. They predicted 9/11 there's the X-Files spinoff show, and the pilot episode has exactly the same thing happening with them crashing into the World Trade Center with an airplane. So there's a lot of things like that. I think Hollywood definitely is predictive programming with a lot of their stuff. And yeah, I think they're out here. I think they're definitely here. That's why they control everything.
You running into any celebrities since you moved out there?
I saw, what was his name? Suge Knight, I guess, before he went to jail. We saw him, and he had an Illuminati BMW.
What?
It said Illuminati on the back. It had, like, you know, an emblem that said Illuminati. And, I actually posted it on Reddit, and then Mark Dice did a video about it at the time. So, yeah, I saw him. We saw, like, Queen Latifah, just, like, random B-list celebrities. I haven't seen anybody major.
Again, I'm jealous. Now, you guys get to see UFOs. If you go a little bit over, you get to see celebrities and there's haunted houses. Oh, yeah. The only thing you're going to see out here in Arkansas is some toothless guy that lives in the woods that you didn't know he was out there, you know?
A Sasquatch, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know if there's... do you have any opinions on Sasquatch?
Yeah, it could be real.
So you're not totally out on that one then, right?
I'm not. I actually believe pterodactyls still exist, so...
Pterodactyls. Yeah. The flying dinosaurs? Like, the? You think they still live?
Yes, there's a lot of sightings around here in Los Angeles, and I know someone personally who saw one. So I tend to believe that. And because... And then I looked it up, and sure enough, there's a lot of reports from Los Angeles. People see them once in a while. So they can be very elusive, just like any animal.
They have kangaroos. That's insane.
Well, they have kangaroos living in Texas and Oklahoma out in the wild. But you don't hear about it. But someone caught one on camera not that long ago.
You know they're what? Out there. I heard there's crocodiles in Florida now.
Crocodiles?
Well, the crocodiles belong in Australia, not Florida.
Oh, okay.
And my buddy Jeff, he calls in and says it has something to do with the mandala effect.
What?
That's what really? He says. Yeah, like he thinks that the mandala effect, which I just found out recently. So we've been talking about it here on the show and the network too, that there's stuff changing like in our past and history and stuff, you know. And I mean, if you look at Star Wars, I know he said, Luke, I am your father, not no, I am your father. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds ridiculous. But since they've been smashing these atoms together at CERN, it sure does seem like it's an awful coincidence that all of this stuff happens to be changing. You know, you're seeing like pterodactyls in Florida, I mean, California, mm-hmm. crocodiles in Florida. I mean, what are they doing over here? You know,
that is weird. And, you know, CERN had a little... video they made of their scientists like jamming out to that song Happy, and in that video, this is from 2014, they're holding up a sign and the sign says Mandela. This is on CERN's own YouTube channel. So, and then this is before everybody realized what the Mandela effect was, but in hindsight you could go back to the video and one of the scientists is holding up a sign that says Mandela on it. So I think it's an experiment.
Really?
Yep, definitely. I was like flabbergasted when I saw that. I was like, seriously, they're holding. Why would they have a sign that says Mandela and they're holding it up and dancing? Kind of weird.
Yeah, that is a little strange. They could all be on acid too. You know, if Paul says he's got the Loch Ness monster over there in Scotland, I think he's being sarcastic though. But no,
I've always wanted to go there.
I know it sounds crazy. You know, I do. I know it sounds stupid. Right. Like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, C-3PO had a silver leg, never had a silver leg. Now he does. All these things are changing in the movies, like the Berenstain Bears, all that junk. But if you really look, even James Earl Jones himself said that he knows in the movie, he said, Luke, I am your father. There's no reason why it should say no.
Exactly. Yeah, I know that's what got me, too, is he actually came out and said that. That's not what he remembers at all. And the transcript, I think, even said, Luke, I am your father. Or maybe it was the other way around.
Yeah, the script.
But yeah, the script said, yeah, Luke, I am your father, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Or something like that. But yeah, that's really strange because that's how everybody's always quoted it, is Luke, I am your father.
Hey, here's a good question from Dave. He wanted to ask you, but he forgot. And speaking of like occultist stuff, I think he's right about this. Or it's a good question anyways. He wants to know that if you do you think that Prince is magical? Like he has real like magical powers.
Yes. You guys must have seen my video called Prince. Did Prince have superpowers?
I think he did. I think he knew about it. And so did David Bowie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he could float. Supposedly he would disappear. And he would make the pictures in people's phones completely go black and disappear. Like they would have no access to it. It would turn black. And there's, you know, a lot of people who have those stories with him. He could just vanish. He could float, like literally float. And he could make things in people's phones get completely erased.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched that one yet, but I guess because I figured I knew what you were talking about there. But, I mean, he even talked about, on I forget what interview it was, about chemtrails and how he knew a long time ago that people were spraying us with stuff, you know?
Yeah, he was definitely a woken type of person. And it's too bad he went. He was a great person. But, yeah, he's into all that stuff. He believed in it. And I don't know, from what I hear, he had some type of superpowers. Pretty interesting.
I think he did, too. But it's kind of weird that him and David Bowie and anybody that ever comes out and talks about this stuff, even Stanley Kubrick, not long after that, they're dead.
Yeah, there's definitely a pattern to that. And that's just what happens. You either end your career or they just kill you. So
you better watch out, Sheila.
I'm not doing it. Yeah, I don't think I'm too much of a threat.
Well, not yet, but you will be. If you keep up doing what you're doing, you're definitely going to be a threat to somebody.
Uh-oh. Well, that's why they don't know where I live. I stay off the grid.
You stay off the grid? You went off the grid like Art Bell did?
Yeah.
I know, you know, that they shut down your channel, and I know you told me that your old channel, which looked pretty cool, by the way, and I guess you just lost all those films, didn't you? Like, you didn't have a backup of them anywhere?
I didn't. Some of them were copied and re-uploaded to YouTube and Daily Motion and Disclose.tv. So I'm able to scrape together some of them. But no, I didn't have backups of my stuff. But nowadays, you can download your whole YouTube channel from Google with Google Takeout, which would have come in handy at the time.
What is it called?
Yeah, Google Takeout. You can download all the videos you've uploaded to your channel. And yeah, that would have been helpful. But so I lost all my YouTube videos or my UFO videos.
Yeah, it's always some little thing they get you on, you know. I know you probably don't think it's a conspiracy, but I bet you there's something there.
There's a lot of things I try to dismiss that a lot of people would love to, you know, if it happened to them, they would definitely say it was a conspiracy.
That's a good topic, by the way. Because we're coming towards the end of the show, but a lot of us think that everything's a conspiracy and everybody's out to get us. And so-and-so's trying to trash my channel or so-and-so's trying to trash my show. Do you think that stuff like that, you know, every paranormal radio show I listen to, if the line goes out or the connection drops or something, they're always like, oh, yeah, well, that's the first time that happened. Somebody dropped my connection. It's a big conspiracy. I've even heard a host say that his toothache was an implant from the CIA, you know. So that hurts us, doesn't it? That kind of stuff.
I think so. And I think Coast to Coast stages a lot of those phone drops as well. Because it seems to happen with every single person they have on. And then they go, oh, well, they must be on to you type of thing. And George Norrie, he's so corny. yeah. You know, he's so cheesy about it. I think it does hurt because, you know, it's probably just technical glitch. You can't go around thinking everything is a conspiracy because you're going to drive yourself crazy. I've seen people who had done that and, you know, they're kind of weird people.
Yeah, I watched a couple of shows like that I was big. And that stuff breaks my heart because I was a big fan of, I'm not going to say him because he might be listening, but it's a show that I've listened to for years and years and years. And he's like, yeah, you know, I don't feel good. I'm being psychically attacked. You know, they put some kind of energy weapon into my tooth, and now my tooth is hurting. And I'm thinking, what in the fuck is going on with you, man? Like, what?
Yeah, that's where you just let it get to you too much because, you know, I would need hard evidence. Otherwise, I would just assume I have a toothache, you know? If I don't, you know, you just drive yourself crazy thinking like that.
You think... how deep do you think this disinfo stuff goes, though? Well, what I mean by that is the games they play. Like, we think they're distracting us with one thing, but it's really like two or three different things. Do you think they do that kind of stuff? Like, they really mess with our minds?
Yeah, I think they do. Like, I don't really get distracted. Maybe I do. I don't know. But, like, I think people are able to multitask. When people say something exists like purely to be a distraction, I'm not so sure about that, but it may serve as a distraction for some people or for the majority of people. But
You don't have ADD, do you, Sheila?
I probably do. I pay attention to all kinds of things, and then I try to make sure to follow up on them when I figure out if later on they end up saying what the actual reason for it was, which is usually a week after the initial story breaks. They have to wait a week, and then they tell you what it actually was. I follow through on it, and I'll post it. But
I don't think you have ADD. I'm just playing.
Maybe managing my ADD.
Well, I mean, I went to a shrink once, you know, just because I thought, well, at one time I thought everybody needs to get stuff off their chest and talk, you know, because the world's not interested in your problems. But if you pay a shrink, they will be, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I talked to him, and it didn't take 10 minutes, and he was already writing stuff on his prescription pad for attention deficit disorder and Zoloft. And I'm like, listen, man, I'm not here for pills. You know, I've never had this problem, I don't think, you know.
Yeah, they don't try to manage it at all other than just, like, throw some drugs at you, which is not good. I heard Zoloft makes people into a zombie.
Right. You know, or suicidal. Makes them kind of insane.
Yeah, exactly, which is counterproductive.
So this, by the way, this was the same shrink that showed me his implant from, this guy told me that Nordic beings came through his wall and implanted something into his leg. Okay. Now, my shrink is telling me this. So before anybody dismisses this, he pulled up his pant leg, which I really didn't want to see, by the way, but he pulled up his pant leg and there damn sure enough was a weird looking incision on his leg. Now, it looked like a crop circle almost type of incision on his leg. So either he did that to himself or it was real, you know.
That's awesome. I love those kinds of stories because, you know, it could be true. They're rare, but like something to it. Like if he's a psychiatrist, he's probably not crazy enough to do that to himself. You wouldn't think.
I don't think so.
That's a very specific story too. They were Nordic aliens. They came in through the wall.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said he was asleep, and he knew it wasn't a dream because he woke up and he was practicing lucid dreaming and stuff. Maybe he slipped into another dimension. I don't know, but he has this test he does. So if any of you guys ever get into like lucid dreaming or astral travel, you do tests that make you know if you're in reality or not. Okay.
You have to see if you're awake or right. Dreaming.
And so he did his control test, so he knew he was in reality. And he said that this being came through the wall and did some kind of experiment on him, hit him with this thing. He said he also had something yellow in his hand, and he asked him what that was. And the being told him, he said, well, it's kind of hard to explain. He said, it's what kind of like what you guys would call money, but it's not money. But he didn't say anything after that. It's some kind of yellow device. And then put something into his leg and told him that he was going to keep an eye on him. And I thought, Jesus Christ, this guy is crazy, man. You know, I came to see a shrink and he's crazy. And I think he knew I was thinking that because he pulled up his leg and he was putting like this ruler on this incision. And he was showing me how geometrically perfect it was. And I couldn't think of anything, not even a razor blade, that could have made this.
That is really cool that you got your psychiatrist to talk to you about that type of stuff, though. He probably doesn't talk about that with everybody, with just anybody, you know?
Well, no. I mean, obviously, I brought up stuff, you know, to him that, you know, about astral traveling and sleep paralysis, because back then I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I've had that sometimes, sleep paralysis.
Have you ever left your body?
Yeah, I have.
Really?
And like I was telling you earlier, before we got on air, yeah, it happens by accident. Sometimes
yeah, I thought you just had paralysis, but you actually left your body, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I used to practice it, and then, like when I'm falling asleep, actually when I'm waking up after being asleep is when it happens, and I don't do it on purpose anymore, because I don't know what to do with it. But I will, if I just think about leaving my body when I'm waking up, then I leave. But I don't go very far, and I don't want to. I just try to, you know, go back to regular sleep because I don't like how it feels.
That's very interesting. Strange.
Yeah.
You can do that on call pretty much.
Unfortunately. And the even worse is sleep paralysis. I don't like that one because then you're just stuck. You're awake, but you can't wake your body up and you can't open your eyes. You can't do much of anything.
Yeah. See, that's, that stuff, when that stuff happens, man, that lets you know, you know, I mean,
that there's you're something about, else out there.
Right. That you're about, well, at first it scares you. Like, okay, I don't know if you've heard me say this, but the first time that happened to me, I left my body, I came back, and then I had sleep paralysis when I was trying to wake up. And you know how you're just kind of like trying to wake up and your eyes are rolling in the back of your head and you can't move. Mm-hmm. And there was this like old hag looking thing with a hood 4 inches from my face, just kind of heeled over my bed, looking at me right in my face. And I turned my head to the side, and, you know, I was like, oh God, you know, it freaked me out. And I was like, wake up. That freaked me out, you know, but,
that's interesting. That's the old hag syndrome.
That's what I found out, that happens to people. I had no idea.
It happened to my mom once too. Like, I never see an old hag. I don't know. If I did see her, I would just probably try to interview her. Like, I'm not really scared of anything paranormal like that. Like, I'll just, you know, try to talk to it or something, but I've never seen her. I don't know who that old hag is that everybody sees. It's weird, because a lot of people see the same thing.
Yeah. I've had friends say, well, that could have been a spirit guide or something like that. I'm thinking, dude, if that was a spirit guide, I don't want to meet any more spirit guides.
Maybe ask her who she is.
I was just so afraid after that. And then, you know, now I can't do it anymore. After that event, I really can't do it as much. And for you to say that it happens to you a lot, that means... Actually, it means that your brain is pretty healthy when that happens to you. You know, doctors will tell you there's something else going on, but your consciousness is at a certain level, and that's why it keeps happening to you. I think you should experiment with it, you know?
Yeah, I don't believe, it's not that I don't believe in the old hag, but I don't want to see her, and she's, so I just, like, I don't know, like, my brain, there's, like, I just don't see anything like that when it's happening to me, which is kind of good, I guess. Might be kind of scary if it did, but just not really. Like, I don't know why I don't see that. And I've never been, like, abducted by aliens or anything either, where my mom has. She thinks she has.
Well, so, she might have.
I think so. She was in, you know that movie Fire in the Sky? She was out where that took place.
Really?
In Snowflake, Arizona, yeah.
That's she was camping cool.
out there. Mm-hmm.
Did you tell her? You say, Mom, I don't believe you.
No, I believe her.
That's good. You guys should do some more investigating into that, because I think that it maybe something's going on there. I think you should leave your body. You know that these people at the Monroe Institute, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but they actually leave their body and they all go meet up at this crystal statue.
That is, I've heard of them doing like astral, like, classes and things like that. That's really, I can't imagine doing that, because I don't even know where to go once I leave my body. I just float around aimlessly a little bit. Yeah. Sometimes I'll see spirits of like pets I used to have that are dead, or other people's pets that used to live there that I never even knew, and stuff. But I don't ever, like, I can't go, I don't see any like astral plane. Like, they seem to be in some cool place I can't get to.
That crystal statue is in Virginia at the Monroe Institute. So,
meet there, like, physically?
Right.
Astrally. Interesting.
Right, yeah. And the problem is, like, when I had William Buhlman on the show, if anybody wants to learn how to do it, he's got the best books, or audiobooks. But he said the problem is you can travel as fast as you think, right? So if you leave your body and you think of, well, I don't know, Tucson, Arizona or something, right? As soon as you think about it, that's where you're going to go. Like, you'll just start going there.
Yeah, that's what they say, but I seem to have a barrier or something with me, because it doesn't happen. I don't go anywhere. So I don't know. I'm sure I could practice. There's some type of exercises maybe I need to be doing, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't go anywhere. I don't know, like, as hard as I try to think it, same thing happens when I'm lucid dreaming. Like, nothing happens. If I will something to happen, it doesn't happen. So,
do you think it's fear, like subconscious fear? Not like real fear. You don't seem like you're really afraid of a lot, but like subconscious fear, like something holding you back.
Yeah, there's something slightly like holding me back. So I don't know. I wish it wasn't there, though. It's definitely like a mental block. But... yeah, because it would be interesting, since I can get to that point, but I can't get beyond it.
You should take it up. I mean, you're not going to do any more UFO videos, frown, you know, but you're still going to do the ghost stuff. You might actually meet some of these people you're talking to.
True.
That would be freaky.
With the ghost programs, I'm not too sure that it's not our own brain interacting with the software, if it's the computer ones or even the radios. I'm not sure. It could be a ghost.
You're not sure, like we're imprinting, like we could be imprinting our consciousness onto it or something?
Yeah, it might be our own consciousness coming through and, you know, making it say whatever it says.
You might be right, because when I was playing around the spirit box, it's only $12, and you're right, it's worth it. But it seemed like when I would say hello, and, you know, Dave can attest to that because he was talking into it too. When I would say hello or hi, there would be like a bunch of static, and then it would say hello or hi or hey, you know, something like that.
For the most part, I would disregard the hellos because they come on a lot on there. Like, they'll be like, hola, hi, like every single language, every language will say it. And then, so I don't count those ones. So I try to say, like, I'll say a special word and ask them to repeat it. And then if they say it, then I know for sure we have a line of communication.
So what do you, all right, I know I'm putting you on the spot here and we're toward at the end of the show, but I kind of want to know. So what do you, like, give me an example. Like, what do you say to know that there's, to start the conversation?
Like today I said, if you're there, can you say Kon-Tiki? Like Kon-Tiki, it's what I call cats, but Kon-Tiki, like a Kon-Tiki, whatever.
Right.
And it did say it back to me when I tried it today. And another one I used to do, because it's a really weird word, is Nantucket. So if they can say Nantucket, then I know for sure there's a line of communication and they would say Nantucket.
Yeah, so. Because I remember when you did that on that video. It clearly says Nantucket. You even slowed it down.
Yep. And the ghosts knew that Trump was going to win. I didn't think he was going to win. I'm glad he did. But it would always say, when I asked who's going to win, it would say Trump, Trump, Trump. So they knew.
Right. Yeah. And now, well, one of them said Hillary, and then one of them told you to F off.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, they said Trump, and then it goes Hillary. And then it says, I don't know. Yeah, one of them told me to fuck off or something.
Yeah. You were like, oh, that's kind of mean, you know?
Oh, yeah. They're foul mouthed sometimes. It's funny.
Well, you know, I hope that. You keep this going. I know right now you're not really doing a lot of YouTube videos as much as you used to. Do you plan on just keeping this thing going for as long as possible? Do you have any future plans for your content, or are you just kind of taking it as it comes?
I'm just kind of winging it right now. I don't have any game plan or anything. I just kind of make a video when I feel like making a video. And otherwise, I just post it all on Twitter, and I feel like once the information's out there, I don't have to, like, make a video, but I probably should make more videos. I definitely want to, so we'll just see where it goes.
Yeah, I hope you do, too. And time has really flown by, guys. We are at the end of the show. Sheila, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's been fun talking to you, and maybe you'll come back on the show one day when you got some more breaking news, you know, something really spicy for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been great.
That's not a problem. It's not a problem at all. And you guys can check out all her stuff again at, you know, you can just really YouTube or Google Sheila Aliens. Follow her on Twitter. If you really like her work, I'll tell you to support her on Patreon. Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Who, me?
Yeah, I thought you were saying something.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Oh, that's me. That's my own brain. I apologize about that. But, yeah, check her out on YouTube. If you get time, you know, and you have ADD, I guess, like me, focus and start from the beginning and watch all the videos and kind of go through there, and you'll see some of the stuff. It'll really open your eyes. And I'm glad, again, I'm glad you came out. Thanks for coming on the show, Sheila.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, guys. That's the end of it. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Joe Cerletti on, host of Zero Dark Radio, and I will be hosting Beyond the Strange for Dave Cruz. All right, so you guys have a good one out there, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
That is ugly. Good try. How are you?
Again, here it goes. Hey, you.
Good no. Also.
I'm sure I'm
doing bon. Hamburg.
And as well.
Hey, you're playing on your
card. Prepare
the interview committee for. Said, come on. Said, patients.
Virtually.
Dream of
this. Holy.
Oh, bitch.
Survive.
Yo.
Get.
With car.
No.
In any air.
Left. Oh.
That really is a good
idea. Not it. Seize.
Forward. They're
waiting to...
How's it
going? Good morning. Oh, music.
I can do it. On
Oh, then. Salut.